Frankie.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Good to see you. Feeling great. Do you know what I had earlier?
What did you have earlier?
Do you know what I had earlier? Diet Coke.
You did?
Yeah. I'm personally, I think I'm sensitive to sugar. I had a cherry pie and then I got a spot. It's like my penance.
Cherry pie?
What's wrong? What's funny about that?
I don't know. I've never had a cherry pie. I thought you'd be more like a cheesecake.
You've never had a cherry pie?
No, so I've never had
apple pie. And then there's cherry pie.
Which is your favorite, apple or cherry?
I love cherries. I like apples, but I do love a cherry pie.
Are you recording this in your car again?
Yeah, I'm on my way somewhere. So I just pulled over at the side of the road and I just recorded. But do you know what I've realized? Because of all the padding in the car, like the sort of interior of the car, it makes quite like a nice sound booth.
It sounds lovely, actually. It sounds really nice. Hey, also, do you know what we're doing for this episode? We're going to do a roundup of the year. So basically everything that's happened to us in 2020, but everything good that's happened to us.
It's been quite a year, hasn't it?
It's been a hell of a year. So if we go through it, right? So I moved to Notting Hill, Sophie and I did. So we're just around
it's
the corner from
you.
Well, it's not all about me.
Well, I guess that's for you. It was a big deal for you leaving Chelsea.
Okay. Here's another one for you. I got to the final of Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh yes, that is quite a challenge. I mean, an achievement, I should say.
Is it a challenge or an achievement? Which one is it?
Well, it's probably both. It was a challenge, and then it's an achievement when you've overcome the challenge. It's brilliant that you've actually not got injured this time.
Can we also talk about the fact that you sent in a good luck message to me that then appeared on BBC One Strictly?
So I'm actually on TV.
Yeah, you were on TV on BBC One, and then you were also on the Crystal Maze on Channel 4, I think it was.
At the same time?
Maybe at the same time. So the problem was that all the audience were like, "Well, I'm watching too much of Francis. I don't know where to go."
No, you know what they did? They had me on the big screen, and then you just on the laptop live on the iPlayer.
Do you think that's what they did?
Probably.
Who else was doing the Crystal Maze with you apart from Joel Dommett?
Phil Tufnell.
Who else?
I think this is a good question. I think Tamsin Uthwaite.
I love how you can't remember who you did Crystal Maze with.
You know, but in fairness to me, we filmed it nearly 2 years ago now.
Did you film it nearly 2 years ago? 2 years ago.
To give you an impression of when I filmed that, I was still living in Wiltshire when I recorded that.
Hey, speaking of triumphs, you what about your competing in jiu-jitsu? That was a big year for you this year.
Oh, well, yeah, I got the silver at the Texas State Championships. And then I'm competing in the World Championships.
Yeah, Florida. But you also went to Portugal to do your other one.
Yeah, I did Europeans in Portugal, European Championships.
There you go.
I didn't medal at the Europeans. And then I was planning on competing every month until this January to win the Europeans. But obviously, you know, there's a big obstacle in the way.
See, dude, it's been a big year for us.
It's been crazy. Also, got a girlfriend.
Yeah. You got a girlfriend as well. Did you just do this laid back look when you said that you had a girlfriend? Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
Yeah, sorted. Yeah, and then.
What do you mean sorted? Got a girlfriend sorted?
No. Well, I mean, it's not like I wasn't like looking for a girlfriend. It's just it happened.
We've done a lot this year, but we've also on the podcast, right? We've had a lot of brilliant guests. What we do, we speak to a lot of celebrities. You just yawn. And as I was saying that, you just yawn. Yeah, as I was saying that. Yeah.
Harry Judd.
Yeah, we've had Harry Judd. Yes, that's true.
I've forgotten the rest of them.
we've had Harry Judd. We've had Ivo Graham come back on.
Ivo Graham, Abisha, Tom Lucy.
We've had lots and lots of different people that's come. Tom Kerridge. Who's been your favourite this year? Go on, give me your favourite this year. Who's it been? And you can't
my
say
favorite
the ones...
was my favourite was Wim Hof.
We still haven't had Wim Hof. But we did have Alfie Days on the podcast. That was a great
Alfie
podcast.
Alfie Days, that was
Joe
great.
Joe Sugg.
The list is endless.
But also, one of the best people we had on the podcast was my girlfriend, Sophie Hubu, who, by the way, when she came on the podcast, she told us a few secrets about me.
Oh, yes.
Jamie smells his butt.
He does, doesn't he?
I mean, he actually does. At first, I didn't know what he was doing. I was like, why do you always smell your hat?
Oh, that's disgusting.
What's disgusting?
That you're always smelling your bum.
I don't smell my bum. I don't know. It's been a brilliant year to hear how people consider themselves and picture our celebrity guests in social situations, exactly like when Grace Campbell told me about how difficult it is to be so brilliant.
I stayed because if I left, it would have just been a sad, sad event. Without me.
How would you know? You wouldn't even be there, so you wouldn't
because
know.
Because I have an imagination, Jamie. I know what people say when I leave. They say, oh, so shit now. Like, she's gone. What do we talk about now?
But sometimes, also on the podcast, we don't just talk about silly things. We need to have some really inspirational guests who have been through a lot and talk about a lot of different things. Like when we had Billy Billingham, he told us about his past. Have a listen to this.
Got stabbed at the age of 15, yeah.
Mate, that is...
I know, that was awful.
Was that... Was this...
I had to crawl about 200 metres back to the house on my hands and knees, bleeding to death. And my mum went ballistic because as I crawled into the front room, into through the back door, there was blood everywhere. And you know what she did? Bless her, other than panic. She grabbed the nearest thing, which was a frigging mohair jumper, and stuck it on my open wound, which I think I passed out on.
Also, we've had a lot of true crime talk. Do you remember when we spoke to the girls from the Red Handed podcast and we got into why women are more into true crime than men?
Oh, that is an interesting one.
I think the reason that true crime is such a female-based phenomenon in itself is that women are afraid all the time. The responsibility is on us to avoid getting murdered by not wearing that or like not walking that way home. So like, listening to true crime makes you feel like you are equipped for your inevitable death. If you understand it, it's less anxiety-inducing, I think.
Got to give a big shout out to our equals in the podcasting world.
Who are our equals?
Elizabeth Day, Vicky Patterson, the Girls Bathroom Podcast, all our friends.
Oh yeah. Oh, you mean our fellow podcasters?
Our fellow podcasters. Yeah. Big shout out to those guys. You guys rock.
Shout out to all of our fellow podcasters in the world.
Yeah. Hey, we're.
It's not an easy job, you know, but somebody's got to do it. Someone's got to do it.
Also, we have conversations where we reveal a hell of a lot. Lots of different ones, lots of different conversations. But one I remember is when we spoke to Joe Sutherland about his modelling career.
Did a bit of modelling.
Hey, there he is.
Clang. I made £50 modelling in my entire 12-month career.
I feel like we reveal quite a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Looking back at this year, Francis, we've had a big year. Think of the guests we've also Catherine Ryan, Brennan Reese, all these people. We've had a big year.
It's been great. I mean, obviously it's not been a great year, but I think we've still managed to get quite a lot done. I think we're lucky, right, you and I, in that we've been able to continue to do this. Even in the face of all of this horrible stuff going on out in the world. So it's been a nice escape.
Yeah, I love that. Now, Francis, also this year, we've had some tough questions of the week. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play them and we're going to try and remember the answers. Well, I'm going to give it a go first and see, then you can answer.
Give it a go, yeah.
Here we go.
How many popes are there per square kilometre in the Vatican?
How many popes are there per square...
kilometre.
Oh, and I think the answer is one.
Yeah?
Yeah, what's the... Don't Google it, Francis. Don't Google it. Don't you Google it. Try and answer it.
Per square kilometre?
Yeah.
12, because the Vatican is less than a square kilometre. It's like more than one.
You think it's more than one?
Yeah, what's the answer?
I don't know what the answer is.
Forgotten.
I don't know what the answer is. I love that you can't remember that either. Okay, here's the second one. Here we go.
The question of the week is, In Queensland, Australia, what unusual thing do they allow people to put on their license plates?
Oh, okay.
As part of their license plate number.
Okay, you can go first, Matt.
What's unusual about it?
Yeah.
I remember this one.
Yeah, you remember?
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember.
I think they put their name. I don't know. What is it? I can't remember. These are hard.
They can put emojis in
their
driving.
They can put emojis.
License, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's another. Love these. Here's another one. Question of the week. Here we go.
Everyone, we got to that moment in the podcast where, Francis, you have to ask us the question of the week.
The question of the week is, what animal likes beer?
Wow. You can't just make this up.
Yeah, it's not making
what
it up.
What animal likes beer?
Yeah.
What are these questions? Okay, I think the animal that likes beer, pigeon?
Maybe.
Well, you have to tell me. It's not going to be in part two. What's the answer?
Okay, the answer is beavers.
Is it actually a beaver?
I can't remember what the answer is.
You can't remember the answer of that one either. You asked me these questions.
Maybe it's like a dog or something.
Are you Googling it?
What animal likes beer? Tree shrews.
That was not the answer. That was not the answer that you gave. You're just lying to me. Okay, here we go. Here's the next one.
Tree shrews.
Tree shrews like beer. Here's the next one.
Okay. What don't French? What don't Parisian streets have that London streets have?
Oh, okay. I remember this one. We had an argument about this because I said it was telephone boxes, but what it is it street lamps? They don't have
street
lamps.
No, it's not. It's not. It's stop signs.
Oh, stop signs.
They removed all the stop signs.
All right. Hey, we've had a big year, haven't we, Frankie?
It's been great.
And we want to say to everyone that we hope we entertained you all year, and we're going to keep doing that big into 2021. And because of Strictly, we finished that. Hopefully you're all voting for me or voted for me. But if you haven't, still love you. But next year is going to be big year, full of laughs, full of big guests and all those kind of stuff. So we're going to bring it on, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to smash it. Can't wait.
All right. I want to say a big thank you to Coca-Cola as well.
Thanks, Coca-Cola.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Hey, listen, that's the end of the episode. But don't worry, we're going to be back with another episode in a jiffy.
See you later.